from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
2-2 the pitch. He is strike three called. Bottom of the zone, and the ball game is over. 7-2. The Mets win it. Boston continues its slide. And their playoff chances continue to dwindle. Offense continues to be stuck in neutral. They waste a good start from Cutter Crawford, and they'll have to try to salvage the finale tomorrow here in New York. 7-2 Mets.
I don't think they're going to be doing much salvaging.
No, Jones, it's over. Sadly, it's over. As much as I wanted it to at least be competitive and hold our attention for the final month of the season,
mm-hmm.
It's over.
Yeah.
It's gone. It's not happening.
No, it's now over and done with. We were toggling a little bit back and forth.
It's over.
It is. We're toggling back and forth a little bit. Like, it's three games. Make it 2.5 games.
What helped was Minnesota was not playing well, and then all of a sudden Kansas City just fell apart.
They lost again last night. The Royals lost again last night. They lost seven in a row. And you're not making up any ground.
No.
So, no, you're
done. They're gaining ground somehow. You're 4.5 games back of Kansas City. And, oh, by the way, BT Dubs on this?
Tigers caught him, right?
Yeah, you're tied with the Tigers, and you're a game up on Seattle, who's also lost 4 in a row. So how does that happen? They're gaining ground on you while they're losing.
Okay, so they're done.
It's over.
We're not debating that anymore. It's done. Stick a fork in them.
They might not hit the over. Depending on what you did at the beginning of the year, if you bet over or under, all the lines and all the different books were a little bit different, but it was like 77.5, 78.5.
You know what I bet in the middle of the year, like in the middle of like April?
Over.
Over. Please, I bet the over by a mile. I bet 90 plus.
No.
It was like plus 700. Adam. It was like plus 700.
World Series.
Yeah, World Series.
No. Yeah. I bet them like 90 plus.
Endeavor's MVP.
They might not hit the over. What was it, 77.5?
It was low.
That's still in play if you bet the under.
They're a game over 500.
Yeah.
And when they lose tonight, it'll be 500 baseball.
And they are piling up losses like you read about.
It's wild.
So it's Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's flagship station of the Red Sox. Oh, by the way.
Check them out tonight.
We have Would You Rather on a Wednesday, about a half an hour from now. We'll get to Misleading at 11:45. One of the leads from the Greg Hill Show that we have some thoughts about that we'll get to next hour. Pete Abraham tweets out last night, it was a funeral-like atmosphere.
Yikes.
In the Red Sox clubhouse. Devers was at his locker in full uniform for about 30 minutes, holding a bat and staring straight ahead.
So not an Irish funeral, because you can really get sauced up at some of these funerals, but that doesn't sound like it was one of those.
No.
It sounds like a sad
no,
one.
No, no, no.
A traditional sad funeral.
It does sound like he Irish goodbye, though. Rafael Devers, after sitting at his locker for a game that ended around 9:45, I'm reading from Chris Smith at Mass Live, says he got up from his locker around 10:04. Okay, so here we go. This is a TikTok. A timing for you here.
Okay.
9:45, game ends. 10:04, he's sitting at his locker. He walks out. He comes back a few minutes later, sits down, and remains at his locker. Chris Smith continues. Devers did not speak. The media waited for him until 11 p.m. He was informed about an hour ago by the PR staff that they wanted to talk to him, meaning the media.
Yeah.
He could have just said no then. Instead, he made everyone wait and then refused to talk. So this is treacherous territory, Keith. We're members of the media-ish.
Ish.
You know, we're talk radio guys. We're not in the clubhouse.
No.
I don't miss it. That job is no fun waiting for athletes. But fans also don't want to hear belly aching about that.
No, I know most fans aren't sympathetic towards that aspect of it, but I think it's more what it means.
Right.
Like, are you the face of the team? Are you the voice of the team? And even if you felt the same way, like if there was a bad loss years ago, Xander Bogaerts was right there. Xander Bogaerts would be at his locker, and he would talk about it. And in part, so other guys don't have to do it. Even if he had a great game, maybe you'd take the blame for something. It's just kind of what a leader does, right? Mm-hmm. Like, in every sport, you sort of see it. And this kind of goes back to the thing where Rafael Devers is a really good baseball player. He is not the face of the team. He's not a team leader. He's none of those things.
No, like, and he left, by the way, if you argue with that, Cora's said a million times he doesn't want it. He doesn't want to be the leader of the team. He's not the leader of the team. They've tried to shoehorn in Jaron Duran. Which, whoopsie.
I don't know if he is either.
Whoopsie, yeah. When he's, you know, hurling out
hot
epithets
yep.
on hot mics. That's a hard guy to be your leader. And, yeah, they don't have a leader. And the reason they don't is because Devers isn't one. And he should be the face. He should be the leader. He's the highest paid player.
You got $300 million. You're like, you could maybe talk after a game and be
right.
like, yeah, this is disappointing for us. But actually, I'm going to sit here, then I'm going to disappear.
Right.
And then...
So I this is not sympathy for Pete Abraham wolfing free hot dogs all night and having to stand around for an extra half hour picking his ass. That's not sympathy for that. It's just, it speaks to a leadership void. I'm with you.
Yeah, because, you know, when things are going well, everybody's ready to talk. Everybody's ready to be like, yeah, can you believe we hit another home run? And look at us. We're winning these games. And then when you're losing, you're like, all right, who are we going to talk to in there? It's like, nobody. It's crickets. Like, nobody wants to take accountability for it. And so I think that's just one of the things with Devers. And I know at one point he was having a great year. Like, it's funny. He started the year, he wasn't hitting a lot of home runs. And
he
then
homered in like 8 straight games, didn't he?
Then he had like a team record or whatever, and he was socking dingers all the time. And then he was kind of looking like he was going to have a career year at the plate, and now he's been dealing with multiple shoulder injuries.
He skipped the All-Star game.
And now he's going to have a year. Like, it's funny. Right now he has a 904 OPS for the year. 916 is his career high back in 2019. He's sitting at 28 home runs, so we'll see how this final month goes. He should get to 30 home runs. But he was the guy I think maybe most affected by, you know, Mookie Betts going and Xander Bogaerts going. And now it's like, all right, well, you're left. You're here. You got the payday, right? The Red Sox don't want to pay anybody. They paid you, but not the face, not the leader. Remember, he called out the front office at the beginning of the year through his interpreter in spring training. You're like, all right, that's maybe a good sign. But then, yeah, something like last night, just not a great look for him.
So how do they solve it? Like, how do you solve this
issue?
You got
to get a real leader.
How?
Well, Justin Turner a year ago was, I think you need to rely on that kind of thing. And because you're not going to change him. He's
not
going to be
answer how. I know he won't be. And the language barrier is like a real hurdle, but I don't think you need to be English speaking first to be the leader on the team. I don't think that has to happen. I do think it's an extra barrier, but it's not impossible. So I don't think that's it. The answer is they have to sign. Like, is Juan Soto a face of the team?
Good question.
Outward facing media guy? Because if he is, well, go sign him, John Henry. Yeah. That'd be my answer, but they're never going to do that.
Or like a Mookie Betts type.
Well, he would be a good one. Would be an ideal one, kind of. Yeah. Or like a Xander Bogaerts type.
Oh, yeah, Xander.
That would be like an ideal one. So you could have had one, maybe both, and you chose not to. So when I say how are they going to do it, I mean, realistically, how are they going to do it? I mean, the answer is go sign a guy who can play, helps your team on the field, but also is a leader off of it because you don't have one. They won't do that. So how are you going to be able to change that dynamic without spending money? I don't know how you do it.
You got to absolutely spend money. Because that's the other thing is, like, the guys with the biggest contracts immediately are the ones that you look to. And then if it's not them, you're like, wait, so now you're having some guy like on the veteran minimum. Like, he has to be the leader. That's kind of a weird role. It should be an everyday player, too. Like, it can't always be a pitcher. Can't always be a... Yeah, certainly a guy in the rotation who you see once a week or, you know, twice every 2 weeks. Devers, too, this is sort of as an aside. He signed that big contract, and he's definitely viewed as a really good player, and he's like a multi-time All-Star. You know, he's never been finished in the top 10 in the MVP vote in the American League, ever. And he was trending on maybe being there this year, but now that he's trending in the wrong direction, like, you look around the league, you know, the Yankees have two players better. The Orioles have a couple players better. Bobby Witt's better. Like, there's like Jose Ramirez is better. There's a bunch of players better than Devers.
Do you think they regret the contract?
I think they probably do.
Overall. I mean, I think, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I think they definitely do.
Yeah, no,
like,
they
do. We paid all this money.
They probably regretted it the second they did.
This is why we don't spend money on guys.
Well, also because they signed it hoping to, it was really more for the fans, I think, than for Devers. Be like, all right, see, we are still the Red Sox. Like, we have money to spend, and that should shut them up. But then when you're like, yeah, like, he's good, right? Like, he's a good player, and he's a great complement to other guys. Like, if you had Mookie Betts and Devers, like, don't get me wrong, I want Devers in the lineup.
Me too.
Not sure I want him at third base, but I want him in the lineup for the next 10 years, whatever it is on his contract. But as far as being the face of the franchise, clearly that ain't it, which kind of goes to the young guys that we talk about all the time. There's even more pressure on them to quickly turn into like 25-year-old leader, like Gunnar Henderson, Bobby Witt, Adley Rutschman. Those guys are young,
yep,
but they're faces of the franchise.
Yeah, but I do think that takes some time. They're all young, oh, yeah, and they all came in and did it. But even if your idea is Roman Anthony, now number two, by the way,
number
on the baseball Baseball America top 100, he's number two.
Pretty good.
Marcelo Meyer is just outside the top 10. He's at 11. So even if your idea is those guys, mm-hmm, well, when's that happening? And how soon is that transition going to happen?
A couple years, I would think, at least.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So how do the Red Sox fix this? And do you think it's a reflection of a leadership void? Or are you just tired about the media complaining about how late they got to stay in the clubhouse?
Yeah, I get it.
617-779-7937. You can text us at 37937. We have Would You Rather on a Wednesday coming your way about 25 minutes from now. Let's get back into the Patriots. And their former head coach, Bill Belichick, continues to pile up. New gig after new gig after new gig. What's his ultimate goal? What's his end game?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.